The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, July 20th. And as we go into the weekend, we've got a pretty good segment for you today. We're going to talk about hypnotherapy. This is something I think interests a lot of people. We've had Dr. David Newman on four or five times, I guess, and maybe even more than that. Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Centers. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, David. Now, today we're going to talk about childbirth and hypnosis?
Right, hypnobirthing.
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 And you told me that this is not new, but
no,
this is something that has been going on for...
Since the 1920s.
Okay.
A gentleman by the name of Dr. Plazanov in Russia, who was a hypnotherapist, he was also a physician, started finding that women would go into a natural state of heightened suggestibility, and he could apply the hypnosis principles to it. And what they required was either no pain medication of any kind or greatly reduced pain medication.
So you're saying right before childbirth, mm-hmm. a woman goes into a state of higher
suggestibility.
Suggestibility.
Sure.
Why is that?
Well, suggestibility is really an overload of message units. Okay, so just imagine if you can that you're going into childbirth. You've got a lot of sight and sounds going on. You've got a lot of smells going on. You're feeling physical changes in your body because labor has a tendency to hurt. Okay? So you're feeling that. The anxiety's kicking in, plus the childbirth, and you don't know exactly what's going on. It just elevates it right up. So it's not hard for a woman to go into hypnosis all by herself. With a trained hypnotherapist, it's very, very easy. And what we do in hypnobirthing is we usually start right about week 23. With the ladies, and start teaching them how to do this themselves. And then towards the end, we go ahead and we bring in their coach or their significant other, whoever is actually going to be in the delivery room with them. And we teach them what to do so that she can go in. And the really cool thing about it is that we found that right now, if you talk to most women, the first thing they'll say is, oh, I want to have an epidural. Well, epidural has some pretty nasty side effects, especially for the baby. So now we can sit down there and say, well, I'm going to teach you how to do what's called a hypnoepidural, which means that from this point right here down to about here, down to your knees, you have absolutely no feeling of pain whatsoever. You will feel contractions, but they won't hurt. It'll be very, you know, natural, very regular for you, and you don't have any problems. And when I taught this method to one of the gynecologists that I work with in Atlanta, Georgia, she just raves about it because she says she no longer gives epidurals and she gives very, very little IV pain medication whatsoever. She's just amazed by how easy the woman goes into this, and her significant other that's in the labor room or delivery room sits down there and maintains the control. And they said the baby's born in a very calm, comfortable setting, the way it really should be done.
Mm. Now, you were saying it started in Russia.
It started in Russia, 1920.
And who went over from the United States, Lamaze?
Well, he didn't come over from the United States. He came over from France.
From France.
Ferdinand Lamaze. And what he did is he observed Dr. Pavlov for, I believe it was 2 weeks. And what he noticed was Dr. Pavlov was putting the ladies into hypnosis. One of the things that happens in hypnosis is you establish very regular, deep breathing. And so he looked at it and he goes, okay, this is all about your breathing, because one of the things that we tell you to do is focus on your breathing, how much energy does it take before we do other things. So this is all about breathing. He went back to France, and he created what we now know as the Lamaze method, which is heavy focus on your breathing, rhythmic breathing, speeding up, slowing down, things like that.
But that is not hypnosis.
That is not hypnosis, and that's...
Is it a small form of hypnosis?
It's a small form of hypnosis insofar as that the lady is naturally elevated into hypersuggestibility, and so it can go in. But unfortunately, because she doesn't have the ability to control the actual discomfort that she's feeling, they panic. Or they immediately want massive pain relievers.
So this is where the suggestibility of hypnosis
comes in.
So are hospitals and doctors in central Missouri
using this now?
Not so much right now, but they're learning about it. I'm getting a lot of interest from them. I'm teaching a lot of classes at various hospitals across central Missouri, teaching them how to do this. And it's very easy and it's very quick. And of course, it falls right in with the well birthing programs that a lot of the hospitals already have. They go in and we train some people how to do it. They don't have to be trained hypnotherapists per se to teach this technique.
So let's say we have some expectant mothers listening Sure. this morning, and they say, well, this is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. They talk to their doctor about this, obviously.
They can talk to their doctor about it and then or call us, and you know, we can sit down there and give them all the information they need to go back and talk to their doctor and help educate their doctor.
Mm-hmm. Does a hypnotherapist need to be with them in the delivery room?
No. And that's why it's so important that I work with the mom and with whomever it is going to be in the delivery room with her, because they don't need to have me. They can do this themselves. All they have to do is be taught how to do it.
And you have to believe that you can do it too.
Well, sure. But you know what? The really cool thing is when you teach a person to do something and they start having success, they believe that they can do it. And you know the results of pain.
Yeah,
you've
yeah.
seen it before.
Yeah. If people want more information on this, they can contact you or go to your website.
Absolutely. My website is www.mohyp.com or www.rosehearthealingcenters. And my telephone number is 888-604-9997.
Okay, we've got about a minute left
sure.
here. Let's just talk about
okay.
the history of hypnosis.
Okay.
It's been around how long?
As far as we can actually track it on clay tablets, okay, it's been around 3,500 years.
3,500?
Yeah, 3,500 years. And actually, that's coming from the Babylonian era all the way through. In the oral records that these tablets refer to, it goes back even further than that. They refer to them as sleeping temples.
When, if you're at a performance and there's a hypnosis,
right.
bring somebody up on stage,
sure.
is this legit?
It is legit, but the stage hypnotist is looking for a very specific subject, and that person is called a somnambulist. So just to let everybody in the audience know what's really happening, somnambulists are 23% of the world's population. They go in and out of hypnosis very, very quickly. And what happens is the hypnotist is up there, and while he's doing his pre-show patter, he's putting the somnambulist into hypnosis. And so then he comes back with a hypnoidal command. And the hypnoidal command is usually something like this. And audience, listen to the way I put this. Everyone who would like to go ahead and be a part of our show, stand up. That's it. My voice went up and there was a command. And if you're in hypnosis, you will stand up.
Okay.
Because you're coming to the show. You want to have fun. You're expecting to do that.
Okay. All right. David, thank you so much for
Thanks
coming.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. And if you want more information, check out his website. We're out of time for today. Monday, Central Missouri Dietetic Association and the Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater, our topics. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program or to listen to it again, go to kbia.org, sign up for a free podcast or a podcast. We'll see you Monday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.